This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, finishing up what we started a few days back. 1945, after World War II, some like to call it Western War number two, a lot of Europeans were displaced inside Europe as a result of the war that took place. And that is when the UNHCR was initiated, High Commission for Refugees, to talk about what to be done about refugees. And some of you might have heard the Secretary of the United Nations, Guterres, a few days back. He was quoting the Quran as one of the most beautiful principles to how to deal best with refugees. And he quoted a verse in Surah At-Tawbah. And a lot of people, especially non-Muslims, view Surah At-Tawbah as one of the most quote-unquote violent surahs in the Quran, because it does speak about the concept of war. And as you know, that we Muslims believe in the concept of a just war. At any case, what does he quote? He quotes a verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِغْهُ مَأْمَنَهُ. If one of the polytheists asks thee for amnesty, grant them amnesty, lest that they hear the words of Allah and make sure that they are safe, حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ مَأْمَنَهُ, until they get to a place that is safe. What is nice about the verse, Imam Shafi'i says, mushrikeen, polytheist here, is not just a person who spiritually is defected. But what they're saying is that, he said that this is actually a muharib. This is somebody who has waged war against you. So he said that if these people ask for a safe haven, they ask for safety, he said, you grant them that. Which is, subhanAllah, an amazing concept that is in the Quran. And that is, people who seek refuge, they ought to be granted that refuge. And the way that the Secretary Guterres was quoting this verse is that he said that what was interesting about the verse is that the Quran did not say, give refuge to people who are like you. He said, give people to the kind of people that we believe to be guilty of the most serious crime, and that is associating others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, you know, give refuge not only to the people who are not like you, but you also give refuge to people who may not like you. You still give them refuge. Just to give you an idea of, you know, on a day like this, which is, you know, World Refugee Day, as to how to be addressing these issues. And then also, if you remember, one of the kinds of people who are to be the recipient of zakah is this idea of Ibn Sabil, people who are shelterless, people who have no places to go. And generally speaking, that is the case with refugees. In my previous job, I did mental health assessment for refugees. And I know that a lot of people talk about, you know, when refugees come, they get so much money. When refugees come, at least during the time that I was working there, the first month they get $900. They're supposed to get rent, buy furniture with that $900 that is given to them. And I remember I would go with these refugees trying to get them a place to rent. Nobody would rent them anything because they don't have a job. Well, they just came in. We don't care. They don't have a job. There is no income. They have a job, but they don't have any credit history. Yeah, but because they just came right now. We don't care. They don't have credit history. I will co-sign for them. No, that's not good enough. They don't have enough credit history. So when people think that, you know what, oh, we brought these refugees here and everything is hunky-dory for them, that is not necessarily the case. After that, they receive $267 a month for 8 months, and that is the end of it. So again, when you hear about refugees, the focus is usually where the refugees are going, how much resources are dedicated to them. And we said that is part of the conversation, But the bigger conversation is, why did they become refugees to begin with? And can there be something to be done about that? And like we said, just appreciate the teachings of the Quran regarding other people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in understanding, Ya Rabbal Alameen.